Nova Scotia still plans to enter Phase 5 of its reopening plan next week. Dr. Robert Strang said, as of 12:01 a.m. on Wednesday, September 15, masking, physical distancing and gathering limit protocols will be lifted. The fourth wave is gaining steam and we can expect to see ongoing COVID activity during the fall. However, I truly believe Nova Scotia is ready, the province's chief medical officer of health said at a Wednesday briefing. We have shown we can do what needs to be done in the past, and our vaccination rates are among the highest in the world. As of September 8, 71.7% of Nova Scotia's overall population has been fully vaccinated, another 6.5% has had their first dose. Phase 5 requires 75% to have both shots and Strang is confident we can reach that benchmark by next week. While masking will no longer be mandatory, we strongly recommend people continue to voluntarily wear their masks indoors, especially when in close contact with others, he said. Healthcare facilities, businesses and other organizations will be allowed to continue to require masks if they want. Masks will also continue to be mandatory in schools until Monday, September 20, to allow students, staff and teachers time to transition to Phase 5, Strang said. And make no mistake, required masking will also be one of the first measures brought back if cases rise in a certain area or setting, the doctor cautioned. The province also announced, as of October 4, proof of full vaccination will be required for non-essential services and activities, such as dining out, or going to a fitness facility, movie, theater performance, concert or sporting event.